shelter in the time of storm. Shelter in the time of storms. Oh, Jesus is the rock in a weary land, a weary land, a weary land. Oh, Jesus is the rock in a weary land, a shelter in the time of storms.
Mark, shut up there. Let's bring him in. Birds
and storm may round us be a shelter in the time of storm. We'll never leave our safe retreat, a shelter in the time of storm. Oh, Jesus is a rock in a weary land, a weary land, a weary land. Oh, Jesus is a rock in a weary land, a shelter in the time of storm.
Great standing here for the new business in Psalm 119.
Yodel section, verses 73 followings. Thy hands have made me, fashioned me. Give me understanding that I may learn thy commandments. They that fear thee will be glad when they see me, because I have hoped in thy word. I know, O Lord, that thy judgments are right, and that thou in faithfulness hast afflicted me. Let, I pray thee, thy merciful kindness be for my comfort, according to thy word unto thy servant. Let thy tender mercies come unto me, that I may live, for the law is my delight. Let the proud be ashamed, for they dealt perversely with me without a cause. But I will meditate in thy precepts. Let those that fear thee turn unto me, and those that have known thy testimonies. Let my heart be sound in thy statutes, that I be not ashamed. Amen. This is the word of God. Much. The King James Bible uses the Hebrew Masoretic text, Bomberg edition, in 1925, while the NIV and the most modern English tradition, they use the 1967 Studgartensia Hebrew Bible. This is much introduced by the Alexandrian school, kind of a Septuagint, Latin Vulgate, and the Dead Sea Scrolls. Some other modern translations use Biblia Hebraica, the third edition of Rudolf Kittel. The first and the second edition and the third edition is much different. And right Hebrew text is has been used since period of the apostles and preserved in the Antioch school for 1,008 years. Peshitta, Syriac version, papyrus, the Gaelic church, and the Celtic church pre-Waldensian and the Waldensians after 120. This is all good translation. And the traditional text, the Byzantine text, Syrian text, the majority manuscripts, and the Greater version, Codex of Matthew, Greek Orthodox text. And this is all right tradition of the Bible. And the wrong Hebrew text is Alexandrian school with a craft technique, dynamic equivalence. The Septuagint is very notorious. And Dead Sea Scroll also much, much problems. Next year, I will talk about this, the Beha S, the 1967 and the 77, that one. And they have a critical apparatus has problems, Beha S. Ecumenism, Romanism, Evolutionism, Rationalism, Higher Criticism, Liberalism. This is all problem. Where did the craft of the Bible begin? In the Garden of Eden, the Satan questions God's word, denies God's word. God's word is added to, and Satan changed the word of God. And we can see the temptation of Jesus, Matthew chapter 4. The Satan used the first revised version ever, as of Satan's own version. Jesus turned back the temptation of Satan by quoting the word of God. Satan quoted also Psalm 91:11-12 in Matthew 4:6, but he leaves out part of the verse, the part of that say, to keep thee in all thy ways, he omitted. Satan loves to corrupt God's word for all his own purpose. And the notorious school is Alexandria, Egypt. This was the place where East and West meet together in Roman period. According to Creed of Alexandrian cult, one, there is no final absolute authority by God. This is true. Second, since God is a spirit, there is no final absolute authority that can be seen, heard, read, felt, or handled. Looks good, but three, since all books are material, there is no book on this world, this earth, that is a final and absolute authority on which is right and what is wrong, what constitutes the truth, what constitutes the error. This is a problem. And number four, there was a series of writing one time which, if they had all been put into a book as soon as they were written the first time, would they constitute the infallible and the final authority by which to judge truth and error? Something problem. Number five, however, this series of writing was lost and the God who inspired them was unable to preserve. That's wrong. And number six, so God chose to almost preserve them through Gnostics and the philosophers from Alexandria. That's Gnosticism is so close with this Alexandrian. And seven, so there are two streams of the Bible, the most accurate. Of course, there is no final absolute authority for determining truth and error. It is a matter of preference. Are the Egyptian translations from Alexandria, Egypt, that is almost the original, so although not quiet. This is a much problem. Number eight, the most inaccurate translations are those that brought about the German Reformation. Ruth, Zwingli, Velo, Zindendorf, Spencer, etc. The worldwide missionary movement of the English-speaking people, the Bible that Sunday, Torrey, Moody, Finney, Spurgeon, Whitefield, and Whitfield, Wesley, and Chapman used. That's also a problem. And we can tolerate, this tolerates the words is the word of New Age movement, NWM. If those who believe in them will tolerate us. After all, since there is no absolute and final authority that anyone can read, teach, preach, or handle, the whole thing's a matter of a preference. You may prefer what you prefer, and we will prefer what we prefer. This is definitely wrong. And we want to do right thing. We refuse wrong the tradition. Septuagint, for example, the first translation. The Septuagint was translated at Alexandria, Egypt, where East and West meet together around 280 before Christ. This was a translation from the Hebrew to Greek, yet it has a strong influence of Alexandrian school. The modest Catholic New Agers still use this for the basis of new Bibles. Can you hear that in the New Testament they quote from Septuagint? That's wrong. You just compare in detail, that's not correct. All new translations have their roots in the Alexandrian movement. Clement of Alexandria. He started the school of Alexandria in 200 AD, Anno Domini, which propagandized false doctrines. Clement was a disciple of a Titian who came from Rome to Palestine and embraced the Gnostic heresy, Gnosticism. Now, tonight, Dr. Waite will talk about this Gnosticism. Told us all matter is evil. They held that another God-like being created the world. Demiurge. They associated this divine name with the Jehovah of Old Testament. Since matter is evil, then the creator of matter must be also evil. They have 365 gods. Creator God is the lowest gods. This produced a great hatred of Jehovah. No wonder the name Jehovah is stricken from the NIV. NIV has its root sin, Gnosticism, which is the same as our present New Age movement. Clement mixed Christianity with pagan philosophy. He collected and promoted all the outstanding heretic teachers' works. How about Origen? His famous students of Clement, he would do more to set the line for false doctrine than anyone else. Jerome was greatly influenced by him, as well as Westcott and Hart. Jerome still, he is also influenced by the Alexandrian school. He translated into Latin 312, and the Roman emperor embrace of the Christian religion. This is a problem. The Constantine, he never accepted Christian. He never be baptized. He just stayed the Roman religion, the mixed with the Catholicism. So after this, the Christianity was corrupted. This began the Roman Catholic system, and there are many errors. Constantine wanted to merge pagan religions and Christianity. So he wanted a Bible that would have the New Age favor. Already in 251 AD, the sound, the Bible-believing churches had withdrawn from the coming Catholic Church. We must defend our Word of God. Psalm 12:6 say that the Word of God are pure words. That's amorot, tohorot in Hebrew. It's a pure word. But the new NIV, they changed the flores. They omitted the word and they omitted the pure. Only flores. What does it mean? And Masoretic text. The MT is usually they kept pure and original text. But later on, some New Age trained scholar, they changed a little bit, this Masoretic, even Masoretic. The MT, they are collected during the later on 7th century and 10th century AD. The word the Masora meaning transmission of the tradition. In very broad sense, it can be referred to entire chain of a Jewish tradition. And this picture say the original text. They just threw the scholar and the pious people of God through the Masoretic text. But the Septuagint side, they corrupted, and they have many, many other translations under Septuagint. So when you talk about the Hebrew Bible, it's unlike the New Testament, so they have a TR, they have many corruptions and omissions are there, but in Hebrew Bible, they have no change, almost the same. You cannot find it easily. But Beha S, the Sukkotentia, they have a little twisted of the original text. And you can find the compare Aleppo Codex and the Leningrad Codex. They have a little differences between that two major MT. Aleppo Codex is medieval bound manuscript of a Hebrew Bible. The codex was written in 10th century. The codex is considered by some scholar to be the most authoritative document in Masora. And this Aleppo codex is pure. But next one, Leningrad codex is a problem. And this guy is a problem. The Paul Kale, when he revised the text of the Biblia Hebraica in 1920s with the Rudolf Kittel, he failed to obtain a photographic copy from the Aleppo. His basis on the Leningrad Codex, 1937. What is the Leningrad Codex? It's one of the oldest complete manuscripts of the Hebrew Bible in Hebrew and Aramaic using the Masoretic text, Tiberian Archaeology Legion. It dated a little 1008. That's 80 later than Aleppo Codex. And the Aleppo Codex against which the Leningrad was corrected is several decades older, but part of it have been missing since 1947. This is because of the Second World War, but this is artificial. They omitted and missing. How about Rudolf Kittel? The first and the second is based on Second Rabbinical Bible. That's relating to Aleppo Codex. But third edition, this is under Nazi. That's a little different. And Biblia Hebraica is almost exhaustive. Of three edition, Peha S, the Hebrew Bible, the edition, first edition, second edition, and third edition. But when we reference Kittel's Biblia Hebraica, is BH, BHK, 1 and 2, 3, like that one, a Latin phrase meaning Hebrew Bible. Traditionally used as a title for printed edition for the Tanakh. Tanakh is the Hebrew Bible for Jewish people. He was a German scholar, Old Testament scholar. Kittel studied at Tübingen. He became professor of Old Testament at Breslau and Leipzig. He produced commentaries and histories as Israelites and the Near East. But his most enduring work was his critical edition of the Hebrew scripture, Biblia Hebraica. The first two editions of Kittel Biblia Hebraica appears in 1906 and 1913. The differences between them are slight, apart from the list of errors in the second. The second edition was reprinted several times. Both editions reproduced the Hebrew text found in Mikraot Gedelot, published Daniel Bomberg in Venice in 1924. This is the same edition is based on King James Bible. This is the third one, 1937. Under Nazi, Rudolf Kittel, he many cropped the original one. Third edition has not much different from the original one. Completely revised the footnote. For the first time, a Bible reproduced the text of Leningrad Codex. The idea to use that codex is credited to Paul Kale. This appeared in installation from the 1929 through 1937. This Bible, the Hitler, he supported this translation. It was reprinted many times with the later editions recording variants in the book of Isaiah, Habakkuk, from the Dead Sea Scrolls. And some references in the textual apparatus reference manuscripts that no longer exist due to the bombing Leipzig during World War II. And Dead Sea Scrolls also problem. The discovery of Dead Sea Scrolls at Qumran 1947 was a great discovery in human history, but the content of the Bible is many corrupted. That's influenced by Alexandrian school. This Qumran and the Dead Sea Scroll is the base for the Beha as the Biblical Hebraica Pseudo-Catholic Tensia 1967 through 77. Beha S is a revision of the further edition of the Biblia Hebraica edited by Paul Kahle, with the help of him, Albrecht Art and Otto Eisfelder. These two scholars are very notorious in liberal theology. The first printed Bible based on the Leningrad Codex. The footnotes are completely revised. It originally appeared in installment from 1968 through 1976. With the first one volume edition, 1977, it has been reprinted many times since then. Jacob Ben Hyman, Ben Adonia, having collated a vast number of manuscripts, symbolized the material and arranged the Masorah in the second Daniel Bomberg edition of the Bible. This second rabbinic Bible served the base of all future editions. This was the source text used by the translations of the King James Bible in 1611. Besides introducing the Masorah into the margin, he compiled all the clothes of his Bible, the concordance of the Masoretic glossies, for which he could not find room in a marginal form, and added an elaborate introduction, the first treatise on Masorah ever produced. Now I want to introduce some false teaching from this wrong Hebrew text. First of all, in the Old Testament, it's an issue of a translation and interpretation rather than the text itself. The text is almost similar, almost the same, but problem is how they handle this one. Translation problem, the Greek translation, Septuagint's problem, and the Latin Vulgate problem, and that influence on modern translations. All New Age Bibles omit the Jehovah. Jehovah, Yod Hei Vav Yod Fo Tetragrammaton. They changed the Lord. King James Bible, the Exodus chapter 6, I appeared to Abraham, unto Isaac, unto Jacob, by the name of God Almighty, by my name Jehovah, was I not known to them. And NIV, they changed the Lord. How about the Jehovah Ire, Jireh? It is said that in the mount of the Lord it shall be seen. And NIV, they omitted the Jehovah, the Lord will provide. In the Exodus 17, the Moses built an altar, Jehovah Nishi. Jehovah is my banner, and I believe the Lord is my banner. Judges 6:24, Jehovah Shalom. And in NIV, just only peace. The Lord is peace. In Isaiah chapter 12, 2, King James Bible say that the Lord Jehovah is my strength. And NIV again, the Lord is my strength. They omitted Jehovah. New Age movement. It is apparent that modern and New Age Bibles do not like to use the blessed name Jehovah. Why? It is to accommodate the New Age readers. For anyone to alter the name of our Lord is ungodly and out of hell. And the other example, Eser Knegdo. Eve was created as a helpmeet for Adam. As you know, the Eser Knegdo, Eser is a help, and Knegdo is like two, we have the pair, you know. So they bust each other. In King James Bible, helpmeet for him, for Adam. But other modern translation, they have helper suitable or comparable or as suitable, something like that one. The feminist movement does not like a wife being a helpmate for a man. They emphasize equality. The sense in Genesis 2:18 is that the husband and wife should work as a team, as a counterpart, complementing each other, having specialized but different skill, just as the King James Bible say that. The issue is not who is better, as a suitable or comparable, but meet. And the third example is Genesis 6:4, transliteration rather than translation. Nephilim. Nephilim is just Hebrew. The King James Bible, they translate that's a giants. But NIV, they just say Nephilim, transliteration, not translation. So it's confused. What does it mean, the Nephilim? And Numbers 13:3 also, same thing. Nephilim, King James Bible, they translate the giants, but NIV just say the Nephilim. What does it mean, Nephilim? Number four, Japheth was the eldest son of Noah. Usually, or who is sons of Noah? We just say order, Shem, Ham, Japheth. But this is kind of a spiritual order of children. Real, Noah, the age is Japheth was oldest. And the second Ham, third one, Shem, according to Genesis chapter 10:21 in the Hebrew Bible. King James Bible, they translate correctly. Here in the empty Methodic text say that Shem, Ahi, Epher, HaGadol. That's the King James Bible. Shem, the brother of Japheth, the older. HaGadol is the older. But in the other translation, except the NIV, they correct translation here. Shem, whose older brother was Japheth. It's correct. But other modern translation say that the elder brother of Japheth or the older brother of Japheth, this is wrong. Here, according to Genesis chapter 10, genealogy, they order Japheth, Ham, Shem. It's like all Hebrew genealogy form. So Japheth was the oldest. Another example, God himself is to become lamb sacrifice, not to prepare for a lamb. In the Genesis chapter 22:8, the Isaiah asked Father, where's the burnt offering and the lamb? And Abram answered to him, Elohim, Elo Hashem Le'olah. That means the King James Bible translates exactly, God will provide himself, he himself a lamb. He himself a lamb. But other translation, God will provide for himself a lamb. Or God will provide himself with a young beast. This is not the God himself. That's God, Jesus is burnt offering. Like the John chapter 1:29, behold the lamb of God which carries away all sin of the world. And New RSV also, God himself will provide a lamb. This is wrong. And the New King James Bible also, God will provide himself a lamb. Even Septuagint say that God himself is a burnt lamb. King James Bible and the modern King James Bible show that God himself to become the lamb sacrificed to take away the sins of the world. And other modern translation, the wrong translations. So we sometimes preach, God will provide a burnt offering for himself. This is wrong. God himself, he will be burnt offering. This is a prophecy of Jesus Christ. Other illustration, complete change, Genesis chapter 19, 49, 10 verses. Hear that, King James Bible, the scepter shall not depart from Judah, nor a lawgiver from between his feet, until Shiloh come. But the other modern translation, they omitted these passages. They omitted them. They used the same Hebrew text, but here, matter of a translation, they omitted them. The Living Bible completely omitted, without explanation, an important part of this messianic prophecy. And the NIV and the New RSV, they omitted the Shiloh also. Number 7, change from homosexual to prostitute. The original text is the same, but matter of translation. New Age Bible go easy and vague on sodomites or homosexuals in the following verses, replacing with the male shrine prostitutes. One can be practicing homosexual but not a male shrine prostitute or a homosexual offender. This removes any Bible criticism or warning against the homosexuality. Deuteronomy 23:17, the King James Bible says that there shall be no whore of the daughter of Israel, nor a sodomite of the sons of Israel. Only American Standard Bible, they keep a sodomite, but other, they changed. Cult prostitute, temple prostitute, and the perverted one. What does it mean, perverted one? And the modern King James Bible also, sodomite. Deuteronomy 27, here is a total changing of the text. Why? Because the NIV encouraged the gay lifestyle. King James Bible, they definitely sodomite. Why the NIV, they changed a shrine prostitute? 1 Kings 14:24 also, they changed. And 15:12 also, they changed. 22:46 also changed. 2 Kings 23:7 also, they changed the male shrine prostitute. 1 Corinthians 6:9, we know that neither fornicators or idolaters, nor adulterers, nor effeminated, nor abusers of themselves with mankind. And NIV, they changed them. Neither the sexually immoral, nor idolaters. They changed them. And their male prostitute. The NIV editors added the AIDS epidemic by silencing God's warning against the sodomy. The modern translations go easy and vague. Even the one of the editor of NIV, he confessed, I'm lesbian. Lesbian always been of a part of me. This is one of the editor of NIV. So among two is a homosexual, the NIV. Why don't they call sodomy the sin that God calls it? Maybe they don't want it. Of the end of the next issue is who killed the brother of Goliath. King James Bible say that 2 Samuel 21:19, the Elhanan, he killed the brother of Goliath. NIV say that the Elhanan, he killed Goliath. Next, 1 Chronicles 25 say that Elhanan, he killed the Lachmi, the brother of Goliath. And NIV also same thing, killed Lachmi, the brother of Goliath. In NIV, they have a contradiction between this passage, 1 Samuel 21:19 and 20 here. First Chronicles. So one thing is the Elhanan killed Goliath. The other passage is here, the brother of the Goliath, the Lachmi. So they have a conflicted set also. 9. King James Bible, they translate Psalm 2:12 say that, kiss the Son. That's respect the worship to the Messiah. And why New RSV say that? Kiss the feet. Why they change it through Son to feet? So the Roman Catholic, they like to kiss the feet of a Pope. This is wrong. And another one is Psalm 111, verse 9 say that, King James Bible says that God is holy and reverend in his name. This reverence is we must use only God, not the pastor who this is no good. In the according to Psalm, this reverence should be only reserved to God. And NIV say that awesome. From reverend to awesome. This is ridiculous. Another example, 1 Kings 18:27. Here, all the day, all the morning, the prophets of Baal and Asherah, they cry out to their Baal, but there's no answer. And then Elijah said, cry aloud for his God. Either he's taking or talking or he's pursuing. And the other translations, this pursuing is a gone aside and the traveling, but Living Bible say that sitting on the toilet. Baal is sitting on the toilet. The Living Bible 1992 edition is an inaccurate, corrupt interpretation of what Kenneth Taylor thinks the Bible is saying on many issues. The first thing is that the Bible translation must be is accurate to what is copying. What nonsense? Baal sitting on the toilet? Another one. Idols is pagan. NIV, they omitted this warning. 2 Samuel 5:21. Mesoretic sector. Vaya azavo sham et azav. That's this meaning is they left their images. And by Isham David Anashim. David and his men burned them, burned idols. This is a correct translation. But American Standard Bible, they took away. And I will say they carry them off. New RSV, they say they carried them away. That's different from burning bond. There they left their images, David and his men burned them. But modern translators did not know Deuteronomy chapter 7, 5. Burn their graven images with fire. And 7:25, the graven images of their gods shall ye burn with fire. The King James Bible exactly translates from the Bible. Suicide issue. Job 14:14, King James Bible said that if a man die, shall he live again? All the days of my appointed time will I wait till my change come. But Living Bible, they said that I eagerly await the sweet death. The Living Bible encouraged the suicide by adding eagerly and sweet to say that Job wanted to die. This is not the Hebrew. Taylor confused the time of Job's death with the time of Job's resurrection. The King James Bible, Job believed in his resurrection. But Living Bible, modern translator, his suicide. Hell is changed to grave or shore. The Psalm 18:5, they all omitted hell. This is the matter of translation. 86:13, 116:3, Isaiah 5:14, they all change shore or grave. So they omitted 36 times in NIV, they have omitted. So this morning we heard the Jehovah's Witness Bible, the New World Translation, NIV and NWT, almost the same. Exactly the same. You just compare to Bible. Because Jehovah Witness, they denied the hell. Same thing, New International Version. 36 times. Six times in the Bible, in the Old Testament, the Deuteronomy, Job, Proverbs, Isaiah. And they changed the hell to grave in 22 times in Job, Psalms, several things, Proverbs, Ezekiel, Habakkuk. They changed. And three times they changed to the death, Psalm, Matthew, Luke. And they changed the hell or Hades in the Matthew, Revelation. And also Mark 44 and 46, they omitted in the NIV. King James Bible surely, where their one died is not, and the fire is not quenched. This is the description of hell. NIV, they played in the hands of those cults who teach the, any relation of the wicked. So 36 times in NIV, the hell is changed. Important, 15, prosperity. During the lunch time, I talked to Dr. Boyce, said about the prosperity. Why? It's from the modern translation. In the Proverbs 8:18, say that tzedakah, righteousness. The King James Bible exactly translation righteousness. Why then? And I will say that prosperity. Definitely different from tzedakah. Again, Proverbs 21 also tzedakah. They changed prosperity. And another one, Jeremiah 29:11, shalom, peace. They changed the prosper. Here, NIV. So NIV is the very good source for prosperity theology. 16, modern translators omit not from Hebrew text, Isaiah chapter 9:3. They omitted not here. Masoretic texts say not. Most translators, they omitted not. 17, Isaiah 14:12, Satan worship Bibles, New Age movement. King James Bible, clearly, they translate all Lucifer, son of the morning. But, and I will say that all morning star, son of dawn, very confusing. This is with the Messiah, confusing with the Messiah. Because Revelation chapter 22:16 say that morning star is Jesus Christ. King James Bible say that, I, Jesus, have sent mine angel to testify unto you these things in the churches. I am the root and offering of offspring of David and the bright and morning star. This is Jesus Christ. And the NIV, they translate, looks like Jesus Christ. That's definitely no. The King James Bible, they translate Lucifer. The morning star, Lucifer, is a wrong translation because star appears nowhere in Isaiah chapter 14:12. Morning appears only once in verse 12, son of the morning, not twice in NIV claims. Lucifer comes from the root word shine, means shining one or bright one. Septuagint translates it as how has Lucifer that arose in the morning fallen from the heaven. And In the morning, we also already heard this one. The King James Bible, they have Luke 4:8, get thee behind me, Satan. But NIV and the modern translation and the Jehovah Bible, they omitted all these things. 18, they rather than son of God, but son of God. Daniel chapter 3:25, this is Aramaic, this is not Hebrew, Aramaic. Dame la le bar Elohim. This is Elohim. Okay? The Ben Elohim. That means in the King James Bible they cracked the fourth angel looks like Son of God, Jesus Christ. But NIV say that the false looks like a son of the gods. No, this is definitely wrong. This NIV clearly denoting to Jesus Christ was three friends of Daniel. 19, another illustration, Hosea chapter 11, 12 say that, King James Bible, the Judah yet rules with God and is faithful with the saints. And the other modern, they changed the meaning. And the divine name. Last one, Christ the Creator, Micah chapter 5, 2. In the Hebrew Bible, exactly translation, whose going forth have been from of the old, from everlasting. This is Jesus Christ the Creator. But modern, they changed them, whose origin are from the old, creature. They changed creature. So NIV and the new RSV in Micah chapter 5, 2 say that Christ has an origin, wronging, making him a created being. NIV makes Christ a creature, not God. Going forth in King's Bible, meaning that Christ always existed. This is the end of my presentation. Thank you very much for your attention.